we came across some extraordinary new information that has never been made public before, never been discussed, never been attacked by the critics, never been dissected, and it's going to be revealed in the book in the fall. It's actually a minor part of this very intensive look at what NASA has been doing and how it was formed and what its agenda has been and what it found out there, you know, going back decades. But there's this key part that basically addresses why John F. Kennedy was killed. And the bottom line, gentlemen, is the same evidence that you're talking about from your dad's tape, Mr. Hunt?
Yes, sir.
Is independently confirmed through our sources and our documents completely independently. It was LBJ, and it's so much bigger than he wanted to be president. I mean, I have friends in the intel community, and one of the things they always tell me, which I'm going to make into a bumper sticker one of these days, I have to, they keep saying the lie is different at every level.
Uh-huh.
And I think your dad made the logical projection as to why LBJ would want, you know, the president out of the way.
Yes.
And it was a logical but not the correct projection. The correct projection is so much bigger, so much more important, has so much more to do with the history and destiny of the United States of America. And this, Ian, is why nobody in the mainstream, including my old colleagues at CBS, want to touch this with a 20-foot pole.
Well, and so fill us in. I mean, this serendipitous is a great way to describe it. Fortuitous that you're listening, so I'm grateful for that. But
well,
don't leave us hanging.
I can hear you. I listen. Come on.
I'm glad to have it. But why? Tell me about this. I mean, like, what is it that you believe is the real motive behind LBJ knocking over that first domino?
In all fairness to our publisher and my co-author, I can't do that until...
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that.
Well, come on. You're in the
biz. I just knew it.
However, let me give you a piece of data that won't give the game away.
All right.
St. John, your father says on the tape that LBJ had an almost maniacal, obsessive, I'm paraphrasing, interest in becoming president, right?
Yes.
Okay. If that was the reason he had the president killed, why did he not run for a second term?
Well, if you want my opinion, and this is only my opinion, I would have to say that he thought that he could get in and out of Vietnam, pretty forcefully and pretty directly. I think he thought, as were probably many people in that administration in the military-industrial complex, that Vietnam was in fact a fairly easy win situation. That's only my opinion.
In the Middle East, right?
Pardon me?
Kind of like what the neocons thought in terms of the Middle East?
Yes, exactly. And here we are reliving that same time, you know, that those same kind of events.
Okay, given that as a given, and I will give you that.
Okay.
The president in those days, remember, I lived through this history and I was paying very close attention, had really good poll numbers. LBJ had done some really interesting things. He had a solid base. He had, you know, a whiz kid, McNamara. He had a lot of things going for him, and he folded like a wet napkin.
Yes, he did.
He was not the kind of guy to fold. You had to have followed this guy's career through Washington. He was a street fighter.
Oh, yeah.
Down and dirty.
Oh, yes.
He did incredible things behind the scenes. So let me just raise the possibility that he was quietly told to get out of the White House because he had gotten what he wanted to do what he was supposed to do for forces that were even bigger than he was.
Uh-huh.
And those forces are still around, gentlemen. And I will be very interested, St. John, to follow your progress, to see if my old colleagues at 60 Minutes come back to you in the fall, if they really do run with the story. Maybe these two, you know, separate tracks can serendipitously intertwine, and when we break the news that we're going to break in the fall when the book is released, there will be a rather rekindled interest in the role of LBJ, and that tape will come into its own. I'm not saying that's a given. It's obviously, you know, just one of the possibilities. But I do find it stunning that there's suddenly a whole state, Ian, of JFK News.
Right.
For instance, the other day, you know, there was this statistical journal paper. I mean, who in the mainstream publishes news releases from the Journal of Applied Statistics. And they're talking about the bullet fragments and how, you know, at the X.9931% level, you know, maybe they weren't from the same batch. And Oswald may have not have been the only. In other words, you've got in that tape an incredibly hot story. And instead they go for this incredibly arcane, non-understandable story to most Americans who are not mathematicians. And you got to say to yourself, standing back looking at all this, as I do, what is wrong with this picture? And I think it has to do with the fact that if your father was right, and I have little doubt tonight from our own research that he was, it means everything has to change. We had a formal coup in this country in 1963, and the history we have been living, the nightmares we have lived from then till now, need not have happened other than by the complicity of a lot of people, some of whom are still in government and some of whom are very powerful in terms of mainstream media. And nobody wants that out on the table.